Scorpio International Holding Company, LLC. Today's date is Sunday, March 17, 2024. I am your host, Dave Scorpio, and welcome to the Free Range Open Air Insane Asylum we call Earth. Well, guys, here we are. Here we are waiting for a Chinese communist invasion of America. Yes, you heard me. We are waiting for an oncoming Chinese communist invasion of America. And, you know, guys, I can't believe how deeply rooted this idea has become within patriot circles and on many shows in our realm. It has become deeply embedded. It really has. And it's something, you know, like out of a movie, like, say, Red Dawn, if anyone remembers that, Red Dawn, back from the 1980s, where the Soviets invaded America. And this movie featured a very young Charlie Sheen, who was also very jacked up on, let's say, some very high-quality Peruvian marching powder, okay? This idea has come back into our realm. But this time, it's the 5-million-man Chinese army, the Chi-Com army, is being amassed secretly by Chinese people slipping across the border and getting ready to attack America. And, you know, this kind of reminds me, this is absurd in the same way that the Deagle Report is. You know, the Deagle Report, if many of you guys know, was this intelligence-connected, military-connected report claiming that by 2025 there would only be 100 million Americans left. Well, we're running out of time. That's less than a year away. And in actuality, the exact opposite is happening. The exact opposite is happening. That's the reason for many of these, you know, giant apartment buildings that are being built all over the country. I've seen them going up not only in California, but everywhere that I've traveled to. And oddly enough, all these buildings kind of look the same. They're like this post-Soviet soul-sucking architecture that I believe is intentionally drab and ugly and uniform. But anyway, this kind of this idea of a Chinese communist invasion is in the same realm as the Deagle Report, because it's the theater of the absurd. And the point of the PSYOP, and it is a PSYOP, is to get people's minds focused on something that's completely out of the realm of possibility or completely out of reality. And that's not to say that the Chinese aren't a problem. They are. They're the best enemy money can buy. Let's say that. And, you know, we had no business ever aligning ourselves with China to begin with. And it's always been amazing to me that, you know, none of the national security experts in Washington didn't think, hey, you know, maybe it's a bad idea for national security to ship all of our industry over to China. Maybe that's not such a great thing for America's national security. But none of the great geniuses apparently ever thought about that. Of course, they knew they were doing something bad for the country. But again, this is to get people's minds focused on the absurd, to get you into a hyper-emotional state. The Chi-Coms are coming. And, you know, that's just not in the cards. It's not the way this is going to go down. And I'll get into what I think this is or what I know this is in a bit. But I just want to, you know, deconstruct this narrative a little bit that the Chi-Coms are, amassing a 5 million man army. That's always the figure given by many hosts in our realm. A 5 million man army is being amassed of fighting aged men. So let's deconstruct this a little bit and come back to reality. Napoleon said that an army travels on its stomach, and that's certainly true in terms of logistics. And there's so many logistical problems with this scenario. I'm just going to touch upon a few because I don't want to spend too much time on this because it's so absurd, but I do feel it needs to be touched upon because this idea keeps spreading. And a lot of people are thinking about the Chi-Coms invading us. And it's actually kind of funny because it's so absurd. But so really we have to ask ourselves, how will this 5 million man army be fed? Where will they get food from? And of course, the obvious answer is the local Chinese restaurants, because the Chinese restaurants will be used as command and control centers for the upcoming invasion. And of course, the marching orders will be given through the, like in California, there's quite a bit of road sign billboards that are in Chinese. So I theorize that these are the secret marching orders for the army. Of course, it makes sense that they would start in California if that's the closest, you know, part to China, and then work their way eastward. But so the Chinese restaurants will be where all the army goes to eat. So it'll be like, I want 2,000 egg roll, 4,000 fried rice, and 2,000 kung pao chicken, all to go. You know, so you got to ask yourself, where are all these people going to eat? And I'm joking around a little bit here, but you know, the local Chinese restaurants make sense. They're all over the country. And they can just go from one restaurant to the other, getting food and eating and refreshing themselves with some beer, possibly. You have to ask yourself, well, where will this army arm themselves? Where will all the arms come? And the theory that I've heard on many shows is that it all come from the Costco containers from China, because very few of the Costco containers are actually inspected. So, you know, all you have to have is, you know, 1 out of 100 cargo containers full of machine guns and weapons and bazookas and bombs and that, so on and so forth. But again, you know, when you're talking about a large scale thing, you know, this just isn't possible. And I guess they could maybe go to the local gun stores and buy, oh, I need the 3,000 handguns and 2,000 AK-47. You know, I just see the good old boy at the gun store. Well, what do you need all them guns for, son? You're mighty strange looking. Where are you from anyway? You know, I mean, that's just not going to fly in reality. It sounds great on a show, you know, a 5 million man army of fighting age Chinese men coming across the border. Not that that isn't a threat, it is. But they're diverting, trying to divert the thinking of patriotic types into something that's really not based in reality. And then you'd have to ask yourself, well, where are these people going to be trained? They have to have training camps. And again, if you have a training camp somewhere out in the woods in, say, Georgia or Alabama, maybe, you know, it's not like anybody's not going to notice. Like, hey, what are all them Chinese guys doing out there in the field over there? There's a whole lot of Chinese guys over there. I don't, what's going on here? You know, people are going to notice. It's not like they can blend in, you know, like certain tribal adversaries we have can, you know. These people cannot blend in very easily. And then, you know, what are they going to attack? Of course, it makes the most sense that they would start, you know, in the West, in California perhaps, where they already have a stronghold, work their way east. But what are they going to attack? I mean, seriously, what? Are they going to attack the White House, make a military assault upon the White House? That'd be a great movie. And actually, now that I think about it, it's not such a bad idea. You know, but maybe that's not such a bad idea. But I'm just joking. But again, that wouldn't last very long. They'd unleash the Marines and F-16s. And it wouldn't take long to put an end to that, of course. And one more, you know, rational scenario is the idea of sabotage. And it is true that our, you know, critical infrastructure is very, very vulnerable to sabotage. I've noticed in the Los Angeles area and other places, some of the major electrical transformer stations are right off the highway. And of course, you know, somebody with a little bit of knowledge and a high powered rifle with a scope with a high caliber bullet in it could do a lot of damage if they know what to shoot at. And of course, I'm not, you know, suggesting that, but it is certainly a very vulnerable point, but you don't need a 5 million man Chinese army to do that. And I think the other thing in our country that's very, very vulnerable is the railways. The railways are largely unguarded, almost completely unguarded. And I can tell you, I've read books on this, railways are very susceptible to sabotage. You don't need very much equipment to derail a train. And I'm not suggesting that as a good idea. I'm just saying I've read books on this and I know how easy it is to do if somebody actually wanted to do such a thing. Back in the day, I ordered lots of books from Lupantix that had all kinds of interesting subjects, let's say. So it's probably where I first got on some kind of a list, is ordering those exotic books from Lupanix and Paladin Press back in the 90s. Yes, sabotage is a much more likely scenario. But here's the thing, guys. The last thing our controllers want is there to be some kind of huge backlash against immigrants or migrants or illegal aliens or any of that. They want us to accept mass immigration as normal and okay, when it's not. And to get right down to it, what's really going on? This is, you know, this is an economic attack. This is a social attack. It's a demographic attack. This is not a military assault. That's pure fantasy. And I think we need to ground ourselves and, like, filter out some of the patriotard nonsense that, you know, sounds good. I mean, it's, you know, Red Dawn's a great movie. I highly recommend it, you know, just for Charlie Sheen's performance, if nothing else, you know, once you look through the lens of the Peruvian marching powder aspect. But, you know, they keep saying that it's, you know, these are fighting age men coming across. And that's true. They are fighting age men. But they're also working age men and breeding age men. And I think that's what's really going on. These are our replacements. These are the new Americans that we are supposed to just accept. And of course, you know, only, let's be honest, only a handful of these people are Chinese. The vast majority of them are Central and South Americans. And there's people from all over the world flooding over this border because it's essentially a wide open border. They've put the message out worldwide, come on in, we'll make it as good for you as we can. So this is a demographic assault and a cultural assault and an economic assault. This is a direct assault upon the working man of America, the working class of America, because anytime you flood the market with labor and desperate labor, people who are desperate to make money, you're going to destroy, obviously, the value of labor. And then as you bring in people from all over the world who have no cultural ties, at least Central and South Americans do have a lot of cultural ties and similarities to our culture. Spanish is very similar. But when you weaponize it and bring too many people in, that doesn't start to matter anymore. You know, at that point, it's weaponized and it's an attack. And really, you know, the real spies are flying in first class with visas. That's how this works. They're flying in first class with visas. They're probably getting tech jobs or banking jobs, working for, you know, Chinese banks and tech companies, which there are many, and they're not scurrying over the border in dirty clothes and, you know, old jackets. The real spies are coming in legally with visas and blending into society and actually taking high-paying jobs quite often. So, you know, that's sort of my assessment of the Chi-Com invasion. We got to keep it real, guys. We have to filter out the nonsense. Okay, everyone stay tuned. I've got some clips I want to play after the break. We will be right back.
Did you know the The IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here on the Scorpio International Holding Company, LLC, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I guess that's a fitting song for my last segment, where the Chi-Coms are going, "We're going to kill it, aren't I? We kill all you." Not that these people are our friends. They're not. And the idea that the West is responsible for getting China where it is undeniable. They couldn't have done it without us, guys. They really couldn't have. It's really amazing when you think about what a backwards country China was in the 1970s compared to where they are now. It really is the best enemy money can buy, let's say. And, you know, I'll tell you, as someone who actually lived, you know, as an expat for over five years, you know, when I left the country and moved to Ecuador, I didn't think I was coming back. And what's the old joke? You want to make God laugh? Tell him your plans. That's really true to some degree. But what I realized too is, as bad as America is, as many problems as we have in this country, it really is, in all honesty, one of the best places in the world to live. It really is. And not because of the government, but because of the people and the culture that used to be America not long ago. And there's still plenty of pockets of that culture left in this country. There really are. And also, this is where the fight is. America is the last stand. It really is. Like it or not, it's the truth. And so I want to play some clips here, and all these clips have to do with Gaza and the you know, the abject slaughter, the barbaric actions by the Zionist entity known as Israel. And you know, the part of this that's really the worst for our country is Israel's dragging us down into the abyss with them as they commit what truly is genocide. The word genocide is overused, but this is an attempt at genocide and also racial, you know, cleansing. They want to get rid of all of these people one way or another. And the hatred that you hear coming from Israel against Palestinians, and actually all Goyim, to be honest, is shocking. It truly, truly is. So let's play this first clip. It's Benjamin Netanyahu letting his hair down, what's left of it, and really being fairly honest, at least somewhat, in terms of his public persona. So Sam, if you could play clip number one, please.
To win this war, we must destroy the remaining Hamas battalions in Rafah. If not, Hamas will regroup, rearm, and reconquer Gaza. And then we're back to square one. And that's an intolerable threat that we cannot accept. We will finish the job in Rafah while enabling the civilian population to get out of harm's way. We've taken measures to minimize civilian casualties that no other army has taken in history. To win this war, we must destroy the remaining Hamas battalions in Rafah. If not, Hamas.
Yeah, those clips repeat very quickly, so sorry about the repeat there. But okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break. And I do want to take calls too, but I want to get through some of these clips. We'll talk about that clip when we get back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right, being free. We don't make party out of loving. We like holding hands and pitching woo.
Yeah, we like holding hands and pitching woo here in the United States of America. That's right. I love Merle Haggard. One of the best voices in country music ever, even though I think George Jones is the guy that everybody tried to copy his voice back in the day. He kind of created the whole persona that everyone in the day tried to copy. There's no doubt about that. But anyway, so yeah, we've got this disgusting, you know, so-called human being, essentially saying, yeah, we've got to destroy everything. He calls it Hamas, but what he means is everybody. And it's amazing how he carts out this line that the Israeli army has been more careful in, you know, not to kill civilians than any other army in the history of mankind. You know, what a load, what an absolute inversion of the truth, an absolute inversion of the truth. Incredible. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen the footage, but, you know, they have pretty much leveled the vast majority of of Gaza, and they're even bringing in these mega tractors, you know, these giant tractors, the biggest kind they build, if you've ever seen them. And they're actually scooping up the rubble and putting it into piles so that there's no trace of what used to be there. People's homes, their neighborhoods, everything, all scooped up into a pile of rubble. And of course, I'm sure many of you have heard the rumors that they're actually trying to sell land in Gaza in certain synagogues to other Jews. I don't know if that's true, but it, you know, that's how it works. That's how they've stolen all these, you know, settler lands. They're all squatted on. They're all stolen property. All against the very fundamentals of any kind of a civilized society, just to go take people's homes. It's really incredible. And Israel really is dragging America down with them, with our pathetic and unwavering support for a genocidal maniac. And this this Benjamin Netanyahu character created, or at least the people that work with him, created the whole idea of terrorism. I'm going to have a clip on that in a minute. But let's listen to John Kirby, the Pentagon spokes entity. And let's hear, let's compare and contrast the war in Ukraine, which is just and wonderful and good, and what's happening in Gaza. Let's compare and contrast. So, Sam, if you could play clip number two, please.
These two clips from a White House spokesperson. The first is from this week.
Being honest about the fact that there have been civilian casualties and that there likely will be more is being honest, because that's what war is. It's brutal. It's ugly. It's messy. I've said that before. The president also said that yesterday. Doesn't mean we have to like it.
That was National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby basically telling journalists to grow up. War is dirty. War is messy. Good people die, but that's life. What do you want me to do about it, right? Now compare that to how Kirby talked about civilian deaths in Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
It's hard to look at what he's doing in Ukraine, what his forces are doing in Ukraine, and think that any ethical, moral individual could justify that. It's difficult to look at the It's difficult to look at some of the images.
He's crying,
imagine
guys.
Imagine that any well-thinking, serious, mature leader would do that.
So the killing of Ukrainian civilians brings John Kirby to tears. Fine, right? Got no problem with that. But when Palestinians are killed by a U.S. ally, meh, these things happen. People die. It's war. These two clips from a White House spokesperson.
Amazing. That is amazing. Just the contradictory stance, the bold hypocrisy, and the callous indifference towards men, women, and children being slaughtered in Gaza. And of course, both wars are horrible. I don't support either one of them. And that's a whole nother topic to go into. But it's amazing the callousness. It's, yeah, people die. Hey, it's war. It's messy. It's dirty. Deal with it. It's okay. That's the world we live in. You know, just trying to weave a spell over or cast a spell over the people he's talking to. Just amazing. And this John Kirby character isn't terribly effective. And his crocodile tears, if you watch the video, it's so fake. I mean, it's like, it's like when Obama pretended to cry during one of his speeches about when over one of the shootings that happened, you know. Just bad acting. They need a little coaching there. Let's get some Hollywood guys in there to give him a little coaching here on his acting, because that was pretty bad. Pretending to cry. So disgusting. Okay, well, I've got a couple of callers. I just want to play one more clip, and I'll get to the calls here. I don't want to leave people waiting too long, because when I call, I hate it when the host makes callers wait too long. So let me play one more clip here. And Sam, if you could play clip number three, please.
The idea, first of all, of Islamic terrorism was invented by Zionist intellectuals. In particular, the first place this had a major public showing for the first time was a conference in 1984 in Washington, D.C., organized by a certain Benjamin Netanyahu. And the idea there, which is one of the earliest appearances of the idea, was that there's a specifically Muslim form of terrorism, that Muslims are particularly predisposed towards terrorism. Well, so because the Zionists had to push out the Palestinians in order to create a Jewish state, they had to be anti-Palestinian and they had to be anti-Arab. As a result of that, they also, because the Palestinians are mostly Muslim, not all Muslim, but mostly Muslim, they also had to be anti-Muslim. And that's kind of part of the basic genetic code of Zionism, if you like. The idea, first of all, of Islamic terrorism was invented by...
There we go. Again, this man, allegedly man, Benjamin Netanyahu created, or the people behind him, created the concept of Islamic terrorism as though, you know, Islam is this boogeyman full of terrorists. And, you know, personally, I don't think very much Islam belongs in America. I don't think it's culturally compatible at all. And, you know, I support Muslim countries. You know, I'd like to visit a Muslim country and see their traditions and enjoy their food or whatever, you know. But I don't want that here in America because, you know, this is not a compatible culture or belief system, but I don't have anything against it. So anyway, that's just incredible that, of course, Netanyahu wrote a book, gosh, in the 90s, predicting that Islamic terrorists were going to attack the World Trade Center. I mean, this guy, he's a real genius. He knows a lot of stuff that, gosh, how did he know that? I wonder how he possibly knew that. He must be a genius. Yes, he's a genius. Okay, let's go to our first caller, Chance in West Virginia. Chance, you are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Scorpster. You know, it's amazing what comes out of the mouths of the tribe. You know, it's actually entertaining how they do it in a morbid sort of way. You played that clip by a Nutty Yoo-Hoo, and I got a kick out of when I heard... Before Hamas reconquers Gaza.
Yeah.
Reconquers. Yeah, and I said to myself, listen to this jack off. Reconquers? I mean, you got to give these people credit. They have no damn shame.
They're true. They're the myth makers, and you're right. They don't have any shame. And let's not forget that Netanyahu is on tape, on the record, supporting Hamas, saying that Hamas, we have to support Hamas, it's the best way forward here for everybody. And look, you know, of course, this is all planned out. So now they're the boogeyman. Now we must destroy every living creature. In fact, you know, I've heard some Christian Zionist preachers talking, reading from the Bible, Old Testament, the part where it talks about, killing everybody. Every creature, every beast, kill every plant, kill all the people, kill the babies, as justification for what Israel is doing to the Gazans. It's so amazing, Chance.
They have no shame. They're a disgusting breed, just like the tribe. Unbelievable. Thank you now.
Okay. Appreciate your call, sir. Okay. I got another caller, but let me play one more clip here. Because I want to get these clips in. These are very interesting. So if you could please play clip number four, Sam. This is Harry Truman, by the way.
Several other people in the country, even among the Jews, the Zionists particularly, who were against anything that was to be done if they couldn't have the whole of Palestine and everything handed to them on a silver plate so they wouldn't have to do anything. It couldn't be done. We had to take it in small doses. You can't move... 5 or 6 million people out of a country and fill it up with 5 or 6 million more and expect both sets of them to be pleased.
49.
But don't think that decision to recognize Israel is an easy one. I had to make a compromise with the Arabs and divide Palestine. The Jews wanted to chase all the Arabs into the Tigris and Euphrates River, and the Arabs wanted to chase all the Jews into the Red Sea, and what I was trying to do was to find a homeland for the Jews and still be just with the Arabs. We had several other people in the country, even among the Jews, the Zionists particularly, who were against anything that was to be done if they couldn't have the whole of Palestine and everything handed to them on a silver plate so they wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah, it couldn't. So it's already repeating. Yeah, so that was President Harry S. Truman, 33rd degree Mason, of course, talking about recognizing Israel. And, of course, he was the president that did that. So I thought some of those clips were kind of revealing of the thinking or what was going on back then. So anyway, let's go to our next caller. We have Jeff in Utah. Jeff, you were on the air, sir. Go ahead.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you?
Good. Are you familiar with the what percentage of the population it took to beat the British in the Revolutionary War in the United States?
Yes, it was a very low percentage.
Yes, it was 3%. The percentage of Chinese as of 2015 in New York area alone is 4%. That was 9 years ago. Imagine that number doubled or tripled by now. In Los Angeles,
sure.
Long
yeah.
Beach, it's 4%. In San Francisco, Oakland, it's 10%. And I can go on. There's a list of hundreds of
sure.
them.
Yeah, I see what you're getting at. But let me add something before you go any further. Look, I live in California. I've seen what most of these Chinese people look like and how they act. These are not military people. These are automatons. These are corporate automatons that are here to make as much money as they can and breed. That's what they're up to. But I'm not saying the
right.
Chinese aren't a threat. Don't get me wrong.
Okay. The ones that are coming across the border now are military age men. I have videos and pictures of thousands and thousands are coming across monthly.
Yes.
This has probably been going on before Biden. This was going on under Trump. Can you imagine the numbers that they must have in this country by now?
Oh, yes. And they are fighting age men, but they're also working age men, and they're also breeding age men.
Right.
So I see this more as an economic and cultural and demographic attack, not a military attack.
Right. Some of that I agree with. They will take over businesses. They will take over large, you know, industry. But the thing is, Chinese are buying up farmland all across the country. I live here in Utah, which is a relatively small state, around 2 million population. You know that they own more than like 30,000 acres of farmland just in Utah alone?
That's
and they
criminal.
Own it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they own it all across the country, in Texas, in California, everywhere. You were asking how are they going to feed the troops? That's how they're going to feed the troops.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about raw, unprocessed food. Yeah, sure. But again, the logistics of that are very difficult. It's not like you can just camp out 20,000 men on a farm and then harvest the food and cook it for them, and they're going to be sitting ducks militarily. But don't get me wrong,
what if the United States military is a bunch of LGBT people that will stand down and do nothing, which is what I think that they're going to do, because they get a paycheck from the U.S. government. If they're told to stand down, they will. Now, you know, that's judging from what you can see in the country going on right now. Can you disagree with that?
Well, not entirely, no. I think, you know, I think the LGBTQ thing is being sort of overblown because of still, even now, the vast majority of people who join the military are not that way. I think what the upper level brass are doing is, first of all, they do want to soften the military and make it more pliable and conquerable. I agree with that. But they're also relying on technology. So they figure, you know, a homo can press a button as good as, you know, a buffed out 200-pound Marine. So they're thinking technology is the way forward. But again, I'm not saying that the Chinese aren't a threat, but I'm saying it's a cultural, economic, and demographic threat.
That's part of it.
You're right. The farmland thing is terrible. They should not be legal for foreign countries to buy American farmland. This is insane.
Yeah. In the county I live in, they own 9,000 acres just in the county that I live in. I just looked it up. 9,000
wow.
just here in the county I'm in, which is a small county. The city I live in is only 60,000 population, and they own that much land. Also,
but what kind of crops are grown there, if you don't mind me asking?
Mostly where I live, the biggest industrial thing, there's a lot of cattle, there's a lot of water, there's a lot of lakes and mountains here, and there's the big mineral here is iron. There's a lot of iron.
Oh, really?
So,
huh.
Yeah, but there's a lot of, they grow a lot of fruit and vegetables here in the summer times. You know, not in the wintertime, obviously, because of the weather. But up in the mountains, there's a lot of fishing and a lot of hunting, and there's a lot of people. There's a lot of cattle here and stuff like that. So I would mostly say meat and iron, and then water are the three big things. You know, but I notice in the land they're buying up in Texas and a lot of the bigger states, the farmland is very adjacent most of the time to our military bases. So they're doing major work. They're spying and stuff like that. So they're taking us down slowly from the inside.
Absolutely. And see, I wouldn't call this an invasion only because the American government is 100% behind it. Some type of secret deal has been cut between America and China that's not being publicly disclosed. So I don't know the exact right word, but this is not an invasion, because an invasion is when the country does not want the people coming in. This government wants these people coming in, so I don't know the exact word, but it's actually not an invasion.
It's not invasion. It's traitors from within.
Absolutely. No question about that.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff, I appreciate your call. Thank you very much, and
right.
Please call again,
Thank
okay?
You.
Okay, take care. And now we have Rick in Arizona, one of the most insightful callers to my show. Rick, please go ahead, sir. Rick, are you there? Okay. Well, looks like Rick is not there. So hopefully he'll come back. Let's go to John in Austin. My favorite Scotsman, John, you are on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, can you hear me? Yeah.
I can indeed, sir. Go ahead.
All right, sorry about that. It's just that crackling thing that it always throws you off. You're never sure whether you're right through. Just a couple of things, pretty trivial, actually. Just all this talk about China just reminded me of something very funny from years ago when I lived in London. Have you ever been to London?
I have, yes.
You probably visited Trafalgar Square, yeah?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I did all the touristy stuff when I went there, yeah.
And you see all the pigeons there, yeah?
Yes.
So I was sitting at home one night reading the Evening Standard, which is the London newspaper. It comes out, it's a nighttime newspaper, and I see this headline, and someone had noticed there was a vast reduction in the number of pigeons in Trafalgar Square. So the Evening Standard sent out a reporter to investigate this thing, and his findings were, and this is true, actually. I'm not making this up, but several new Chinese restaurants had opened up in the vicinity, and all these pigeons disappeared. So draw your own conclusion. The other little thing I wanted, just earlier today I was sitting here doodling with my pen and paper, and I was thinking about the word Israel. And whilst this is not strictly an anagram, because I've used a couple of the letters more than once, but if you do that sort of anagram thing with the word Israel, it just, you can come out with Israel are real
John,
liars.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here. You don't hear me?
Okay, I have lost John.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I assume I'm still on the air, hopefully. But, yeah.
I can hear
this,
somebody.
This Chinese invasion thing is interesting. And Jeff brought up some interesting points. And I don't mean to make it sound, you know, China isn't a threat. It absolutely is. But, you know, so are all the other people being let in. I mean, I would guess there's over 8 to 10 million people have been let in just in the last 3 or 4 years. And as Jeff pointed out, too, let's see, okay, I'm with the producer here. I assume I'm still on the air. Hopefully everything's okay. So anyway, we're almost at the top of the hour. Okay, yes, I don't hear anything. I'm not hearing anything from your end, but at least I'm on the air, so that's good. Okay, I'll reconnect in the next hour.
I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.